Pakistan's stock exchange, PSX, continued its upward momentum on Thursday, with the KSE 100 index climbing 510.38 points, or 0.43%, during intraday trading. The index opened at 120,441.83 and surged to an all-time high of 120,668.42, maintaining a positive tone throughout the session. The market's lowest point for the day was 120,210.56, still reflecting a gain of 279.11 points, or 0.23%, from the previous close. Strong buying activity across key sectors, coupled with easing global economic concerns, helped drive the market's gains. With 59.5 million shares traded and a total market value of approximately 5 billion rupees, the market remains optimistic. The previous close was 119,931.45 points. On Wednesday, PSX saw a strong recovery, with the KSE 100 index rising by 960.33 points, or 0.81%, to close at 119,931.46. The rally was driven by active investor participation, bolstered by pro-growth fiscal measures and investor positioning ahead of the upcoming budget presentation. Read more. https://tribune.com.park/story/254717/PSX/stages-robust-rally-eyes-budget-boost. Despite pressure on auto stocks due to the IMF-backed tariff relaxation and revised national tariff policy, the overall market sentiment remained positive. Large-cap stocks, particularly in banking, oil, and energy sectors, contributed significantly to the index's gains, adding around 480 points. The refinery sector also saw increased activity after the government approved 34 billion rupees in dues clearance for refineries, paving the way for multi-billion dollar plant upgrades. Investor sentiment remained optimistic, with some stocks nearing the 120,000 point mark. Key contributors included National Bank of Pakistan, plus 10%, Bank Al Habib, plus 2.85%, and United Bank, plus 1.22%. However, auto stocks like Lucky Cement and Standard Chartered saw declines. Trading volume surged to 667.7 million shares, with K Electric leading the volume at 103.7 million shares. Foreign investors sold shares worth 146.9 million rupees. Overall, the market remains buoyed by improving macroeconomic indicators, though investor participation is expected to be selective ahead of the FY26 budget announcement on June 2.